Naved Trump, 14336 Alpha, Engineering Aid Advanced, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 11, Soils, Surveying and Exploration, Classification, Field Identification. 1. In which type of surveys is the goal of a map that contains not only topographical information, but also other specialized data keyed to it? Geological. 2. A geologist in the field surveys rock exposed at the surface, which is called what? Outcrop. 3. What is used to measure slope or small differences in elevation, and an altimeter is used where there are large differences in elevation? Clinometer. 4. When the geological survey is keyed to a large-scale plan, the geologist generally uses a plane table and plots data with accuracy commensurate with the accuracy of the base plan. For low accuracy requirement, CBs use what to collect topographical data? Transit stadia. 5. Distance measurements by stadia should be accurate to what? 1 part in 500. 6. A geologist will generally use aerial photographs instead of a map if they are available. Large-scale photographs, which scale or larger, provide the most satisfactory results. 1 to 15,000. 7. Detailed geological surveys generally cover a specific map area's geographic region from scales of 1 to 62,500 to which scale or larger? 1 to 600. 8. Geological data affecting the design of construction site foundations are typically plotted on plans drawn to scales of 1 inch equals 50, 100, 200, or 400 feet. Contour intervals may range from 1 to how many feet, depending upon the roughness of the terrain. 10. 9. In which type of survey is the engineer's objective to prepare data in plan and profile, symbolizing soils and outcropping on maps, overlays, and sketches for subsequent engineering uses? Pedological. 10. Which approach is used when an extensive area is to be surveyed? Aerial photography. 11. What is frequently required by the soils analyst before construction planning can be initiated? Sketch. 12. Who are responsible for pedological interpretation of aerial photographs? Terrain analysts. 13. What is best adapted to relatively open country for the preparation of the basic sketch for the soils engineer to plot pertinent data? Transit traverse. 14. What is more convenient than transit stadia traversing for heavily wooded areas? Compass traversing. 15. Who must furnish suitable maps, overlays, and sketches for plotting pedological data to the soils analyst? Survey engineer. 16. What is a graphical representation, vertically through the soil layers, showing the location of test holes, any encountered ledge rock, natural ground profile to scale, field identification of each soil type, thickness of each soil stratum, profile of the water table, and profile of the finished grade line? Soil profile. 17. What publishes folios with geologic maps and brief descriptions of regions or quadrangles? U.S. Geological Survey. 18. Which type of maps are primarily concerned with surface soils to a depth of about 6 feet? The information can include topography, drainage, vegetation, temperature, rainfall, water sources, and rock location. Agricultural soils. 19. Which type of slopes in aerial photographs are characteristic of granular materials? Steep. 20. The absence of surface drainage or a very simple drainage pattern in aerial photographs often indicates which type of soil. Pervious. 21. What often provides clues to the character of the soil? Erosion patterns. 22. What are carried out when you need a more thorough investigation of the subsoil and time and equipment are available? Deliberate investigations. 23. What is the preferred method for observing and collecting soil in its natural undisturbed condition? Test pit. 24. For test holes, what is the most common method of digging, principally at shallow depths? Hand auger. 25. What is probably the most common commercial method used to make deep test holes in all soil deposits except rock or other large obstructions? Wash boring. 26. What is used to obtain samples from boulders, ground rock, frozen ground, and highly resistant soils. Core boring. 27. When planning to borrow material from adjacent areas, take borings samples how many feet below the anticipated depth of the borrow? 2 to 4. 28. What is a process intended to enable the prediction of engineering properties and thus the behavior of a soil based on a few simple laboratory or field tests? Soil classification. 29. The USCS classifies all soils by how many major divisions? 3. 30. Coarse-grained soils are further divided into which two major divisions? Gravels and sands. 31. Coarse-grained soils with less than what percent fines may fall into the groups GW, GP, SW, or SP? 5%. 32. Which soil group contains well-graded gravels and sandy gravels with little or no fines? GW, Gulf Whiskey. 33. Which soil group contains well-graded sands and gravelly sands with little or no fines? SW, Sierra Whiskey. 34. Which soil group contains poorly graded gravels and sandy gravels with little or no fines? GP, Gulf Papa. 35. Which soil group contains poorly graded sands and gravelly sands with little or no fines? SP, Sierra Papa. 36. Coarse-grained soils containing more than what percent fines may fall into the groups designated GM, GC, SM, and SC? 12. 37. What are fine-grained soils classified on? Plasticity and compressibility. 38. Diatomaceous and micaceous soils usually fall into the MH group but may fall into the ML group when the liquid limit is less than what? 50. 39. Along the lower reaches of the Atlantic seaboard, many of the organic silts, silt clays, and clays deposited by rivers have liquid limits above what and plot below the A line? 40. 40. What is a special classification reserved for highly organic soils such as peat, which have characteristics unsuitable for foundations or use as construction material? PT, Papa Tango. 41. What is helpful in distinguishing between soil types and may be useful in identifying the particular soil type? Color. 42. Breaking tests should only be performed on material passing which sieve? Number 40. 43. The material is considered both highly plastic and highly compressive if the soil sample holds together for a length of how many inches without breaking during the ribbon test? 6 to 10. 44. Organic soils of which groups usually have a distinctive, musty, slightly offensive odor? OL and OH, Oscar Lima and Oscar Hotel. 45. Which type of grains feel smooth and powdery, like flour between the teeth? Clay. 46. Which test should be used to assist in determining the quality of certain soil shales and other soft, rock-like materials? Slaking. 47. Use the acid test to determine the presence of calcium carbonate by placing a few drops of hydrochloric acid on a piece of soil. Which type of reaction indicates the presence of calcium carbonate, normally desirable because its cementing action adds to stability, and the degree of reaction indicates the concentration? Fizzing. 48. The field test is a general-purpose test requiring experience and practice before you can obtain any reliable results. You can determine which two characteristics by the field test. Consistency and texture. 49. What, as applied to the fine-grained portion of a soil, refers to the degree of fineness and uniformity? Texture. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.